want to play a game with you.
Okay.
Pregnancy myths.
Bring it on.
An occasional glass of wine or beer is okay. Coloring your hair is a no-go.
Oh my gosh, I suck at this game.
So today, I want to play a game with you.
Okay.
All right, you ready? It's
ready.
Called 10 Pregnancy Myths.
Bring it on.
And you have to, I'm sorry, the top 9 pregnancy myths. And then we're going to do, okay, well, this is
which, by the way, I'm very pregnant. I am 29 weeks this week and counting. Can't wait for this baby to come out.
Shower, baby showers next month, which I cannot wait. I've literally been... I'm in charge of the cake.
Yes.
So I've been telling, what happened the first time that we saw each other about the cake?
Oh my gosh. So we were somewhere, we went out somewhere and she's like, oh my gosh, like I got everything organized with the cake. Like you're going to love it. And she's like, I sent them the picture that you like and everything. And the inside is red velvet. And I was like, I fucking hate red velvet cake.
So I go, no problem. Sure. You know what? No worries. No,
she's like, any flavors that you like? And like, I start telling her the flavors and she's like, got it. So, but it was funny because she started it out and she was like, everybody loves red velvet. So I just got you red velvet. And I was like, I fucking hate red velvet.
I go, sure. It's fine. I'm going to fix it. It's no problem. But that's my assignment and that's my task. So I've been having it forever. So I wanted to talk about the top 9 pregnancy myths because... you're going through it. So I know that in real time, I probably forgot about most of it, but I know in real time you can tell me. So I'm going to ask you, you know, the question or like the statement, and then you tell me if it's a myth or a fact.
Okay.
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 So you tell me how you carry. So here you go. We got this.
Okay.
How you carry your baby how you carry determines the sex of the baby.
I think so. I think boys, you carry like a little bit higher and a little bit like out. Whereas girls, you're a little bit wider and a little lower. I do agree with that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a myth.
Because my baby is like all the way up in my esophagus.
It's a myth.
No, it's real. It's fact.
No, literally, according to Baptist Health in Jacksonville, it's a myth. They say that some patients think that carrying high means you're having a girl.
And well, not in low, all cases, but I think majority, yeah. Like, I mean, a lot of the people that I know, like my friends, my family, like you, your belly does look different.
Well, I know my belly was like out.
You were, yeah, wide.
I was out. And then I was like a little wide here. So I do know that. But yeah, it says some patients think carrying high means you're having a girl and carrying low means you're having a boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it says I have also heard it the other way around.
Yeah. But
the truth is there's no correlation between how you carry and whether pink or blue is in the
future. So some of these are a fact. Okay, I didn't get the game. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry.
All right, so some of these are actually real. Okay, got it.
Yeah. So she has to, you have to
myth.
Say myth.
That's a myth.
Or fact. Yeah.
Okay.
We should start over. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Okay. All right, second one.
Okay.
You ready? If you have heartburn during pregnancy, your baby will be born with lots of hair.
I think it's a myth.
Really? Why?
Because you can have heartburn and the baby doesn't have hair.
It says it's a fact.
Oh my gosh, I suck at this game. Really?
She's pregnant.
I do have heartburn.
Well, it says I did too, but it didn't matter. Catherine, I did have heartburn, and Catherine came out with a lot of hair when she was born, but not too much hair. I don't know what this means, but it says here it may be surprising, but a recent John Hopkins study actually did find a correlation between heartburn and a head full of hair.
Oh,
yeah. It says this is likely because heartburn during pregnancy is due to estrogen that causes the. What is it? The esophagus?
Esophagus.
Right? To relax.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess so.
It says that it's thought to have higher levels of estrogen because the baby to be born with more hair than usual.
I mean, Elvis has a lot of hair, so.
I wonder if Nino ever had, his mom ever had heartburn.
Well, Erica and Elvis have a lot of hair, both of them. My fiance's sister and him both have a lot of hair.
So then we have
and
to
my
ask
my mother-in-law has a lot of hair, too.
Well, we have to ask
her.
We have to ask her if she ever had, if she ever had heartburn. Because that would be really interesting. Because I had heartburn, but I don't know. Catherine didn't really, you know, she wasn't born with that much hair.
Like,
she was born with hair, but she didn't start having hair.
You wouldn't say she was hairy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just picturing like a hairy baby.
Like a little fur baby.
like saying, it's just furry, you know? Like, I don't know. I'm just saying. Okay. And the next one is you can't eat soft cheese during your pregnancy?
Okay, well, I am the wrong person to ask because I eat whatever I want. I don't follow the rules.
Why not?
Because no me da la gana. Because if I could eat it before I was pregnant, why can't I eat it now?
So, quick question. So, what?
So I think the answer is no, you're not supposed to. I think it's a fact.
Okay, so you did your doctor tell you
what? Yes,
you
my doctor gave me a list of foods that I shouldn't eat
at all,
or like to stay away from.
Okay, because for me it was like, hey, you cannot eat deli.
Eat it all the time.
Like they were like, oh, you can heat it up or whatever, but I just didn't want to take that chance.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what? I'm not gonna be like, oh, is it properly, you know, cooked in temperature? I'm not gonna do that to myself.
Yeah.
So I literally for 9 months, no beef.
She was like a Nazi. She was like psychotic. But I eat whatever I want.
I literally had no beef. I only had veggie burgers.
Not
I
over
had
here.
No deli. I had little. Like I was so.
She
specific.
Didn't enjoy life.
I did enjoy life. I
not had with a food.
Lot,
not
I had
with
a
food.
Lot of protein, and I didn't gain that much weight.
Well, you
either.
Also had like a lot of like problems, like with your gallbladder.
Yes,
like, you had a lot of.
No, my gallbladder was after.
Oh, really?
It wasn't during pregnancy.
But you had something diabetes.
No, I had
or something.
Gestational diabetes.
She had like problems with food.
Yeah, so then I knew that I couldn't
It'll
eat.
It'll make you throw up.
But I didn't know about the gestational diabetes until I was 7 months.
Yeah.
So.
Which I have to do that test.
You know what
week.
I mean? So yeah. It's next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't have to do that test until like I was almost 7 months, and that's when they figured out. Oh, you know, you have to, you know, you have gestational diabetes. You have to be careful what you eat. And then they had me poke my finger every single time I would have like dinner or.
Really?
Lunch. Every time I had lunch, like I think it was an hour later, if I recall correctly, I had to poke my finger and then write the numbers down. I had to actually keep a log and send it to the nurse every week.
No, yeah. My best friend, Alex, when she was pregnant, she was crazy about the food. Like, you can't eat. And even when I'm with her and she sees me, she's like, you can't have that. I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
No, yeah. You give me like 3 heart attacks every time I see you. But I never say anything anymore because I know you're not going to listen to me. But like every time I see you eat something, I'm like, I'm just not going to say anything because.
My mother-in-law's the same way. Or Elvis's cousin. I went to the house like a couple months ago and I was eating something. She's like, you can't have hot sauce. I'm like, no. If it was according to my friends and family, I couldn't eat anything.
No. In the beginning, I was like, no, you can't eat this. You can't eat that. And she would literally look at me and be like, like eating what I'm telling her not to eat. So I said, you know what? I'm not even going to say anything anymore. And John was like, hey, you never tell Christina anymore like what to eat. And I go, I'm not getting involved in that. I'm just not.
Yeah.
She eats whatever she wants
like,
to eat.
My mom is so good with that. Like, she was the same way. She was like, I ate whatever I wanted when I was pregnant. So I can eat whatever I want when I go to my mom's house. But anybody else's, they're like, you shouldn't eat that. Or like, if I go out to eat, they're like, you know, you can't have that. I'm like, okay, mind your business.
But here, according to Baptist Health, it says that it's a myth.
Oh my gosh. I thought you can't. See? So then you can eat soft cheese.
It
so I'm right.
You need to steer clear of unpasteurized cheeses or any type of unpasteurized dairy products because they may carry disease-causing organism. And although all the cheeses sold in the U.S., including soft cheese, is made with pasteurized milk and is considered safe to eat.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean.
But I know that there's certain cheeses you can't eat.
Yeah, like, for instance, like, you know, like, the cheeses that they have in the regular supermarkets, those are all, you know, like, Kraft and stuff, those are all pasteurized, like, they have to be.
Yeah.
But the ones that you can't eat are, like, the ones, like, let's say you go to, like, these like events, you know, the ones that they sell separately at the deli that they wrap for you, you know, that they cut for you, some of those are not pasteurized. I don't know what to
call them. I think you can't eat feta cheese.
Can you let me know in the comments what those type of cheese
because I remember Alex being like, you can't have that. Pregnant people,
and also let me know in the comments what those cheeses are, because I know it's the ones that are like, you know, like cheese. You actually, you know, they're very like, you know, they're like in the deli area where the, you know, that you actually have to cut. I forgot what they're called.
Okay,
what is it?
You're safe to eat some, this is according to Google, you're safe to eat some milk and dairy foods including all hard cheeses such as cheddar, parmesan, gruyere. Pasteurized semi-hard and soft cheeses such as cottage cheese, mozzarella, feta, blah, 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 or goat's cheese without a white coating on the outside.
Yeah, look at that.
See what you want and be happy.
Eat what you want and be happy.
that's my philosophy.
She will never, Christina will never allow me to tell her anything. Like I in the beginning when she started, I was literally on her, and I don't know, I'm actually shocked she hasn't noticed that I haven't said anything.
No, I have,
But when
my mother-in-law, the same thing. I remember I had a sub from Jersey Mike's. I was so mad. And I was at her house and I was eating it. And she knows how psychotic her son is with me. And she was like, oh, you're not supposed to be eating that. And I just took a bite and like gave her the death stare. I was like, and then he got hysterical. Elvis was like, you can't have that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, I will go to the car and eat it.
So I'm telling you. All right. So the next one. It's okay to eat for two.
No. I personally feel like I don't eat a lot.
Yeah, I don't. Actually, in my pregnancy, I ate like
literally. I feel like I eat less now than less. I did when I wasn't pregnant.
Yeah, like I have constant meals. Because
you're so uncomfortable.
Meals. Yes, and I have constant meals. Like I have my breakfast. I had my breakfast, I had my lunch, and I had my dinner.
Yeah.
But it was so like.
But did you notice when you were pregnant, everybody wants to feed you?
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody wants you to eat. Like, no, Tina, get going. You have to eat. You have to eat. Yeah. Like,
no.
No.
Not really. And I actually, throughout my entire pregnancy, I only gained 5 pounds.
Five?
5 pounds.
Oh, no.
I was actually worried because, you know, the doctor was like, well, you need to only gain up to at least, I wouldn't want you to go past like 10, 15 pounds.
Yeah.
I think it was 15 pounds.
No, and that's so little. I've already gained 15 pounds.
No, because I think I'm like, you know, on a higher weight. You know what I mean? Oh, that okay. I normally am. So then they go with that and then they say, oh, I don't think you should go over like 15 pounds. And I was a little bit worried about it in the beginning. But throughout my pregnancy, I found, and I'm like, oh, how am I going to do it? I'm probably going to be hungry all the time.
No.
But I never was. And then I was shocked about it. So I said, hey, but it says here, Baptist says that according to the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, that nearly half of all American women gain more weight than they should during pregnancy. That's crazy.
And I don't know how, because you feel bloated 24/7 because you have a baby.
Yeah.
And when you eat and you're full, it's like triple. So I really don't like the feeling of being full. I don't finish my meals all the time.
Yeah. No, especially when I popped. I remember, like, I was like, no, I couldn't. But by the way, side note, you says that you sleep on your stomach?
I do. I still, so weird. Like, I mean, not intentionally. I know that you're supposed to sleep on your side, but I wake up every day on my stomach.
Like literally straight on your
stomach? Yeah, like one leg straight, one leg up, and like one hand under my pillow and on my stomach. And I asked my OBGYN, I was like, you know, should I stop sleeping on my stomach?
Oh, my God.
And she was like, yeah, like, I don't recommend you sleep on your stomach. But she didn't necessarily say that she was concerned. But I get scared because I feel like I'm squishing him. Like, I don't know. I mean, I know he's in a sack and he's in fluid. But, yeah, I get scared every morning when I wake up and I'm on my stomach.
I did not sleep in my stomach. Like, once I knew I was pregnant, I practiced sleeping like a vampire.
Yeah, let me know in the comments, pregnant
people. But
not
even straight either. I would go sideways sometimes because I really hate sleeping like this because I feel everything.
No, I cannot sleep on. And actually, that you shouldn't. I heard you should not sleep on your back.
It would go all the way up. I would literally feel like.
No, that I can't do. I can't do. But on my stomach, yeah. But let us know, pregnant people.
I had a really bad.
How do you sleep? Do you sleep on your side, on your belly, on your back?
Let me know. Let it know in the comments.
And how many weeks are you?
Yes. And also, I want to know from people, like, how was your first trimester? I was miserable.
Horrible. Horrible.
I spent my entire trimester vomiting.
I hated my first trimester.
The first trimester. Like,
I was psychotic. I was miserable. I was nauseous.
After that, I was fine.
Yeah.
But my first trimester?
Yeah. Woo! After the first one, I was fine. But I was like, I don't think I'm going to make it.
I actually went to the only time I traveled in my pregnancy, and I love to travel, but I didn't want to travel. So the only time I did was when I was literally, I was right at the end of my first trimester, like almost at the end. And then I remember I went to Orlando and I was so excited because I was like, oh, I'm actually getting out. This is great.
Yeah.
And I went to a restaurant to eat and I had like a plain meal. Because I was, you know, psychotic with food.
Yes.
I was like, oh, plain mashed potatoes, plain, you know, don't season the chicken like this way. You know, I was psychotic. And then, so then I went back. Oh, and then I had a molten cake at the end, right? And then I was so excited. I was like, oh, this feels great. I'm having the best day ever. Mm. I probably destroyed that bathroom with how much I vomited.
Yeah.
I was in vomiting like the entire night.
Yeah.
That I was so paranoid that for that next day or two when I flew back, I had bagels. That's all I would have, bagel, plain stuff. I was so petrified of that. Like, but that was like a weird experience. Like I literally, and I knew that I threw up the food because it would go out in order.
It was first course, second course, third course, dessert.
You would see it. Like the first time I went to the bathroom, it was like the you know, you
mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, you know, chicken. And then you see the next one. You
salad.
And then you see the molten cake. And it was the sadness in my eyes. Now I can't have a molten cake because every time I see it.
And being nauseous pregnant is a different kind of nauseous. It's not like a regular like hangover or like food poisoning. It's like horrible.
It's terrible. Like honestly.
Like your whole body.
Yeah. Yeah. And it feels weird, but I never threw up in my life so much than I did.
You really did.
It was so bad. And John, poor thing, my husband, he was on the other side. Wait, just listening to me, he didn't know.
I wasn't supportable in my first trimester. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, I was just like insufferable. Like, I couldn't even stand myself. I didn't want to be in my body.
What are you talking about? You didn't seem that way.
Well, I'm not gonna act like that on, you know, the outside, but I was miserable. Like,
oh, God forbid she acts crazy in front of Fran.
Every symptom, like I had it, and I was just like, I can't do this for 9 months. Oh,
you mean like symptom wise? Okay.
Yeah, like. Mentally, emotionally, physically, like your body's going through so many changes, you just feel like you're having an outer body experience.
Yeah. Let me know. Did we say that already? Let me know in the comments how your first trimester went. I really am curious to know because I think that's wild. Like some people may not go through it at all, maybe not feel anything, but for those that did, man, I was miserable. I mean, you felt the up and down. So she would call me. It's so funny. Do you remember the night that I was, you know, we just found out that I was pregnant and I could smell everything.
Yes.
And then I was in your car and I told Elvis, cause Elvis has sprayed her husband. We went out to dinner and I was just literally, I found out I was pregnant. Literally, I was a couple weeks there, but I was so sensitive with the smell. And then I told her, can you put the window down? Cause we were in the back, they picked us up and we went together in one car. And then I go, can you put the window down? Because and
you
then
take your jacket off.
And then she tells Elvis, her fiance, she goes, I told you not to put that much spray because like, she's suffocating. She goes, she's suffocating back there.
And I remember when she didn't know she was pregnant, she called me and she's like, oh my gosh, like I went to go pick up food and it just smells so bad, like in the car. And then she calls me back again and she goes, well, she first called me when she went into the restaurant. She's like, oh my gosh, the restaurant stinks. I have this food. Okay, she hangs up. Then she gets back in the car. She calls me. She's like, the smell is in the car. I'm like, bitch, have you taken a pregnancy test? She's like, no, why? I'm like, I don't know.
For me, it's normal. I was like, no, what happened? But the smell is like intense.
And sure enough, that day she found out she was pregnant.
Oh, yeah. I took like 4 pregnancy tests because I thought it was like
a myth. Right now I have heartburn.
Oh, right now? Yeah. Oof, you feel it right now?
The hair.
It's coming. It's going to be hairy. So let me see the next one. It says, like this one. Because I was very psychotic about this too. Coloring your hair is a no-go.
I'm the wrong person to be asking these questions. According to my hairdresser, she says that as long as the hair dye doesn't touch your scalp, you're fine.
Okay, so it says it's a myth. It says that good news, you don't have to deal with roots nor gray hair during your pregnancy. Your body absorbs very little hair dye. So there is no risk associated with keeping up with the color. And this is according to Baptist Health.
Okay.
So
that's what she told me because I used to get highlights. Now they're growing out. But I was worried about that. And she said, as long as the dye doesn't touch your scalp.
I still didn't do it.
Well, I know you didn't do anything.
I still didn't do it. I'm telling you, I was psychotic. I would literally, as I let all the gray.
You know what I'm dying to do, but I can't? Botox and filler. Oh, my
gosh. That is the first thing
I'm doing after I give birth. I don't want these lines anymore.
Can you move?
Yes, of course I can move.
Oh,
because
now you could see the lines, right?
Yes.
I didn't even notice. I'm not into that.
I know.
I'm not into that. So, but that's going to be a next hot topic for the next episode. We'll talk about Botox.
Ozempic, give it all to me.
You're going to go all, you know that you're not supposed to take Ozempic, I heard.
If you're breastfeeding, I think.
No, it says your first year after you gave birth.
Oh my gosh.
I heard.
Don't tell me that.
No, I think my mom told me. I'm not sure how true that is, but
she's not a reputable source.
I don't think she is. So, yeah.
But I don't think I could do it anyway because I want to breastfeed, so.
Yeah. So she told me that she went to the doctor and they told her that usually women that have.
Why is she pregnant? We don't know.
No. Like my mom's pregnant. She's going through menopause right now.
We'll take that out.
We'll cut that out. But yeah, so I didn't color my hair.
So it's a myth.
It is. So it's so crazy because when I had my baby shower, I remember that the hairstylist didn't know. I went by your mother-in-law's house, literally, okay. You know, to do my hair. But it was just like a blow dry. I just asked them to blow dry my hair. But she didn't. I don't know what happened because I think I was covered and she didn't realize it. I don't know what happened. And she goes, oh, you know, you need to do your scalp and stuff like that. And I was like, no, I'm not because I'm pregnant. And she goes, oh, and I'm like, yeah, I'm here because I need you to do my hair for my baby shower. She goes, oh, right. Mm. And then it ended there. But I was like, no.
I think you can.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. This one I knew about when I got pregnant, and I found it a little weird.
What?
But, you know, a steer clear of the cat litter box.
Oh, yes.
This one I knew that, about the first time I went in. That's an actual fact.
And birds. I know that.
Birds.
Cats and birds, what? Yeah, because they can carry disease.
Yeah, so, yeah. So.
And I hate cats anyway, so yeah. I'm allergic highly.
So that one's really good. I like that one. And then.
They actually asked you that. There was like a questionnaire in my OBGYN.
Oh, yeah, you
They
know
said,
what?
Do you live with cats or birds? And I said, no.
Yes, you're actually right. Because now that I remember, she did. Well, she asked me.
It's like first. Toxic to us. Yeah.
Yeah. My first meeting with my OBGYN, I remember, was so when I went in for the first time, the doctor that was supposed to take care, you know, supposed to see me for the first time ever, she was out on maternity leave.
Oh.
So what ended up happening is that the director of that Valley Hospital, whatever, she ended up seeing me for the first time. And I actually was fortunate that she did because she gave me like, she like
all the info.
She gave me all the info, brought me up to speed, and everything was great after that, which was good. But I was literal in following directions. Like she said, oh,
to the T.
She goes, oh, you can have beef, but stop right there. Not having beef next. Oh, you can have steak, but it has to be like well.
Not having steak.
Didn't have steak. Didn't have beef. Didn't have deli. Had none of that. I had 12 ounces of shrimp a week. I think it was. I was counting my shrimp. The chicken that I had, man, I was so precise that when I gave birth, I ate everything. That I did do. Anyway, it says, I mean, this one is okay. It says, a cup of Joe is a cup of no.
I don't know because I don't drink coffee, so.
Yeah, you're not really
I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm not a caffeine person at all. It doesn't sit
But it's a
well
myth. You can have, it says here, you can have a up to 200 milligrams of caffeine a day. I drink coffee, but I'm not like, if I don't have it, it doesn't affect me.
I can't. I feel I'm having a heart attack if I drink anything with caffeine, always.
Oh, well, there you go. And then let's see. Oh, this one. This one is, I believe, I've heard some people tell me about, you know, like some moms have told me, oh, it's fine. An occasional glass of wine or beer is okay.
I agree.
I agree. No, I listen, this is controversial for me.
I don't know about beer, but wine, do your thing, girl.
What?
Just a little bit. Like, just give us a little bit of joy. Like, I've had a sip of, like, red wine, white wine.
What?
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm dying to have after I give birth?
What?
A nice, ice cold, dirty, filthy martini.
Yeah. Ugh. That you brought it up.
I can't wait.
That you've been craving that. Well, as soon as you give birth, you can do that. As long as you're not breastfeeding.
Yeah.
You know, I had an issue with breastfeeding. I couldn't breastfeed.
Yeah.
I tried.
I hope I do fine.
I tried, and this is maybe TMI, but I tried, you know.
My cousins tried too, and it's hard. It's really, really hard.
So hard. And I was like, well, it's probably because I don't have anything. I don't know. What am I going to give?
I feel like my boobs have grown more than my stomach. So if I don't breastfeed, I'm going to be pissed.
And I felt bad for Catherine. Like, I literally thought, like, you know, like it was like one of those things. I was just like, why can't. And I tried everything. Like I tried things like drink more water, eat more of this stuff. I did everything and nothing worked.
Yeah.
So to me, that was like a.
But what is your fear with drinking? Like, if you're not drunk.
I don't know. I just don't know how.
A sip. If you have a sip.
No.
Sip or two.
I'm not also an alcohol person either. Like, I'll drink, obviously, but like, I do drink occasionally, but it won't hurt me if I have to sacrifice 9 months of no drinking.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like.
But I don't want to drink. I don't want to take that chance. Like, I feel like I'm the type of person that if anything happens to my daughter in the future,
yeah.
I'm going to go back to that day that I'm like, it had to be that day.
Oh, my God.
I do that to myself.
Yeah.
I do that to myself. And then I don't want to have that in my head because I'm a guilty, like, I literally am a guilty person. Like, I would feel
horrible.
Like, for the rest of my life, I'll be apologizing to Catherine.
Yeah.
I'll be like, I'm so sorry. It was that one time. I swear I didn't mean to. You know, like, I just don't want to do it. So even if it was safe and even if they said, yeah, go ahead and have it, have your little occasional glass of wine, I would still say no. Kind of like the deli. Yeah, you can have your occasional deli as long as it's properly cooked. But then do you really know?
But again, if you were able to have all these foods mm-hmm. prior to being pregnant, what is the difference? And you've never gotten sick.
I don't know. Still not. It doesn't do anything, though.
Because you could still get food poisoning from things that are not on the list. It's, while you're pregnant.
Anyway. I don't know. And I've heard moms tell me when I was pregnant, it's fine. You can have, you can have drinks. You can have, you know, whatever. I did it. And I'm like.
Well, no, I don't think you should have a whole.
No. Yeah. Drink but or something. They didn't say to have a whole drink. They said it's okay to
if
have
you
like, a
taste
sip.
It. Yeah.
But I'm not that desperate.
We want to know in the comments, are you desperate for some wine?
Are you desperate for some wine? And has anybody been pregnant and had the occasional glass of wine, you know, like a little sip or whatever you want to call it? Like, how much is good, is okay? Let me know. I actually am curious. And if you did have it, how much was okay? Like, was it a little bit? Was it a sip just for taste? Like, what was it?
Yeah, you was know, it a bottle?
Like, no, I'm just yeah, kidding. Like, can you imagine someone in the comments saying,
And then I would, and then my comment would be, let me see your baby.
So would you do that? Like, would you, if like somebody says to you, yeah, I had a deli, I had wine, whatever, you know, and then you would, the first thing you would be like, is like,
where's little Jimmy? Where's your baby?
I just need to see one thing just before I try this. I just want to see your kid.
No, but I'm a firm believer that like, whether you do things the right way or the wrong way, like your kid is going to come out. However, Catherine came out, Catherine, and this baby's going to come out the way he is. And it's like,
see,
there's
so many
things in the world that contribute to, you know, developmental, cognitive, all this stuff. So like you can't go by, oh, I had one little sip, so that's why my son is this way or whatever. Like,
see, I don't want to, that's the how I would be, and I don't want to do that to myself. Now, thankfully, Catherine hasn't had anything at all. Mm. Thank the Lord. She's been completely, perfectly healthy. Mm. And then sometimes I tell John, it might be because I had no beef, no burger, no salami, no nothing. I don't know. Maybe it is. But it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
Like, it's just internally, just for my peace of mind, it makes me feel good that, like, I know that I'm like, okay, I know I didn't do nothing for you for something to be caused upon you. But I don't know. That's just me. I don't know. I just think that way. But anyway, and then the last one, pregnancy can cause your feet to grow.
Yes. Yes. My
really?
Feet. Oh, yes. My feet have grown half a size.
What? What size are you though?
I'm usually an 8. These are an 8.5.
Oh no.
And Arielle too. Arielle is like Bigfoot. She went up in like she went up one size with Amelia, she went up another size with Gigi.
But do you stay at that size?
She's currently that size.
Right. So you stay. It just grows and you stay.
Oh my, I will be so upset if my feet don't go back.
You know
back.
What? That's actually weird. Would you shrink back to like how would that work biologically? I don't know.
You got
to
stuff them in the old shoe.
You know, put it in there. Cuz I never had that issue. But it's a fact. It says that water weight and extra fluids can cause your feet to swell by up to one size larger and can remain that way post-pregnancy.
Yes. What? So what happens if you have like 5 kids?
What? No, what happens if you have... Oh, my God. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 sizes. What are you, Shaq? You know, like, can you imagine?
Oh, my gosh.
I never had that problem.
And my feet have been very swollen lately.
But that's because you're very active.
Yeah.
I wasn't very active. I worked from home.
I have to. I don't have a
choice. No, I know. Yeah. But I'm saying I worked from home during my pregnancy, so it didn't, you know, it didn't really do anything for me. But, all right. Let me know in the comments, okay? I'm going to wrap it up this way.
Are you Bigfoot or not? Let us know.
Please let me know. I'm dying to know what you guys, you know, what you guys went through.
And
like,
if your sizes went up like, like multiple times, like with more, you know, multiple
and
kids.
And I do want to know about that glass of wine. Is that really like for real? Like, have you guys had that? Like, and how did it happen? Anyway, So thank you for our subscribers. And yes. Again, if you're just tuning in and you've like enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And we'll see you in the next episode, which is also going to be hot and spicy.
Hot.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.